Today we learned the curses, the Arurim. Today we're going to complete our study of Chafetz Chaim. After this we're all taken care of. No more Lashon Hara, right? Except for him, you should see. He's talked so much Lashon Hara. You know, we'll see in a minute. Chafetz Chaim is going to say, if you just review the Psicha, it'll do the trick. That's what he writes. So let's see. The end is the Arurim. Chafetz Chaim writes, Atah Nevar Bezus Hashem Ma She'ya'adnu Le'el B'tchilas HaPsicha Lefroid Kama Arurim Mekabel Al Asma Mishayin Hashem Es Asma Yimibi Dara Hazu. So now I'll keep my word. I promise to let you know about the curses that the Torah gives somebody who doesn't follow the admonition to be careful. Well, it's meant to motivate you to hold your tongue. Yeah, that's the whole thing.
The Torah does it.
The Torah does it, yeah. The Torah does it.
Yes, but in the general...
No, there are 11 and 12, actually. It's also sickle ones. All right. I see, Mati, you're afraid. I see you're fearful of... That's what it's meant. It's meant to be that way. What's the significance of Arur? Of being cursed? You're being very practical. I don't know. I don't think it's meant to say a specific punishment. It's meant to highlight the negative way in which the Torah looks at it. The truth is, if you take the Arurim, Yogi has a hat to warn everyone not to be Chal Shabbos. 39. How many of us there? In the Torah, Agrizim and Harevel admonishes us to be careful. There are 12 Arurim, but it seems to be a very mixed bag of Arurim. It's very hard to see the theme in the Arurim. Curses. Yeah, it's in Parshas Kisavai. It says that Jews, as you know, six Shvatim stood on Hagrizim, 3 6 stood on Harevel, and they said one general Arur and 11 individual Arurim. Now try to get a theme in these 12, and I think it may help us. Arisha Sheyasa Pesel Umasecha, Tayevas Hashem. That's predictable, right? Somebody makes a Avodazar. Or Makla Avavi Imai. Cursed is one who shames his mother and father. Or Masi Gavul Reyehu, someone who moves his boundary. In his neighbor have a boundary line and he moves it. He goes, no, he moves it over. Or Mashke Iva Bedorech, someone who causes a blind man to stumble on the road. Or Mate Mishpat Ger Yosem Valmana, someone who bends the judgment of a stranger, a widow or an orphan. Or Shoyche Vim Eishes Aviv, somebody who lives with his father's wife. Or a sheikh ibn behema, one who lives with an animal. Or a sheikh ibn machayse basaviv basimai, with a sister. Or a sheikh ibn chaysantai, cursed is somebody who lives with his mother-in-law. Or a shmaka re'eu basaser, someone with someone else in a secret way. Or lekech sheikhad, lakis nefesh damnaki, someone who takes a bribe to cause someone to die. Those are 11. Now, what's the common theme in the 11? It's really very hard to see a common theme. So as I recall, I don't know who I'm quoting. I mean, I'm not quoting him, but I remember him seeing. All 11 are things that break boundaries, break down boundaries of normalcy. Things that decent people should see as strange. Now, some people steal because they have a yetzarah to steal. It's sort of not a boundary of normalcy. I mean, a certain boundary of normalcy it is, but it's not extreme. Tripping a blind man, that's sort of an extreme cruelty. You see a blind man walking down the road and you trip him, so that's not like stealing. You know, it's something which is a sort of a boundary that decent people would not break. Or living with a father's wife, or a sister to whom someone has no yetzahara. Or bending judgment is always bad, but bending the judgment of an orphan or a widow. So the theme that seems to go through all of them is sort of breaking down boundaries of things that people would assume to be normal, even within allowing for yetzer hara decency. So that's the theme. So as it applies to lashon hara, he says the following: Yaver only on three curses. It's only 3 out of 12. Not so bad, right? Chas v'shalom. Levad kol alav ve'esim hanal oivar al or makarei el basaser shukai al lashon hara k'maydisa b'sefriyah b'pirish Rashi b'chumish. What does it mean? You hit someone secretly by talking lashon hara about him. You hurt him without him being aware of it. So this is simple enough. What? I see a curse. Somebody who does such a thing is cursed. That's what it says. Now, what troubled me is the Be'er Mayim Chayim. It's only one line, right? Aleph, Hainu B'dalai Fanim Rishayim, U'Befanav Ishalai Befanav. Whether you do it in front of him or not in front of him, you violate this aura. So that seems to be a mistake. Because B'Seser means you do it secretly. What does it mean, Befanav? How could you be ever makare el b'seiser if you're doing it in front of him? Huh? I don't know. So I don't know. It's a difficulty here. I don't know. So we go on to Beis. Oiver gam kein al or mashke ive bedarech. Cursed is one who trips a blind man on the road. Do you do it? Kavanas akos of la'ir al misha neisim michshol lefnei achar. Shiyasa yoday iser. Lifnei iver is an expression used also for someone who causes someone else to do an aveira. Now, when a person speaks, is schmoozing with a friend, and he mixes in some lashon hara, he's causing his friend to do an aveira. And very often, people don't chap; they don't realize until the gossip has passed. So, somebody who talks lashon hara to someone else is either on tripping a blind man on the road by entrapping him. I'm the one who's listening, I'm saying. He's not Oivah Mashkarei Obadarech. He's not tripping up his friend. Well, if he would put his fingers in his ears, I guess he would, but he's not actively tripping up his friend. The one who's schmoozing with a friend and sticks in some words of Lashon Hara, that's
he's like the thing, but when a person is listening, he's an Aura, he's also an Aura.
The one who's listening, no, he's going to the one who's speaking it, I believe so. I think so. Gimel, v'mchas v'sholom nasa adov ezeh etzle k'may hefker, and if the thing became by him like hefker, she'enu makabal alatzmi li shomri mimenu, that he doesn't accept on himself to be careful. In other words, it's hefker by him to talk lashon hara. Oiver oid al oror shlishi. He violates a third curse. The 12th aura is the general aura, someone who doesn't keep the divrei atayra hazay. And nobody lives a life without a single aveira. So a person is over an aveira, but he's not even lo yokim. Lo yokim is when somebody takes one of the aveiras and sort of throws it away, disregards it. He's a mummer. A mummer is a very strong lashon. It's somebody who is a apikairis, sort of. A mummer means not apikairis, it means he's a violator of the aveira. And he treats it as hefker. It's a terrible sin. So you have these three together. In parentheses, he adds, if the lashon hara is on a parent, God forbid, and so, this is what you over. If you do a mamar, a gemara, bishvuis, or by klola, by nidoi, it includes curse and nidoi. I guess he wants to answer your question, what does it include? He's nidoi. Nidoi means he's a cherim to heaven. L'chei kol ishi edea ba'atzmei shalei nizr mei avoin hamar hazeh, somebody who's not careful to avoid this bitter sin, maybe in heaven he's in chayrim, and kemash kosim sefer charedim liyamak lavavim. In addition to 17 lavim and 14 esin and 3 arurim, total of 34, in addition, it also causes a pagam in a person's midas. Midas ha'azariya is ha'garua, the cruel, the midah of cruelty. Midas ha'kas, the Lashon Hara brings a person to anger. Shu'avay chomer ma'ayt, shafligu chazal b'shabbos, it also leads a person to litzanis, which is also a bad midah. Sometimes the result is a cause. The tendency, especially of a man, is when he gets angry and talks about it, he builds himself into a frenzy. It's one of the differences between the masculine and the feminine traits. Women very often get upset about something, talk about it, and then they feel better. A man generally talks about something, he talks to someone about it, and by the time he finishes, he worked himself into such an anger that he's got high blood pressure. You know, when he started, he wasn't as upset. It's a tendency that people have. It builds, sometimes builds up the chaos. No question, sometimes it's the result of chaos as well. So, these are some additional reasons to avoid Lashon Hara. Al-Kain, Akol Divrei HaPsicha HaZais. All these words of this Psicha, which we started in the beginning of El. The Torah clearly spelled out this violation. And the Torah writes a specific law. We've now completed the introduction. And I beg you, my dear friend who's reading, should constantly review this introduction. Certainly will help. And will help for the future more than anything. The words are taken from earlier sources. His words are holy and pure. Burn like a heavenly fire. Certainly they avoided this terrible midah completely. Al-Kain Divrei Ampayalim, and therefore their words have an effect. Ma'ayid B'leiv Kayreyim. A very big effect in those who read it. V'gam Yeda HaKayrei Sholakati Eslav V'esink V'hazdamin. I didn't just pick Lavim and ask them out of the hat. Rachakarti V'derashti Heite V'sataik Mitzvahs V'harbe Yagiyah Yagati. And I worked very hard at just writing a Kaddish Baruch Hu until I found the list that applied to us. He ends with a kasha. He says, isn't it a pella? And dear reader, since this Isser is so terrible, sometimes you find in the Gemara, someone says to his friend, the Babylonians, you guys are all fools. Right? Hani Babloi Tibshahi. You're a Babylonian fool. So why do you find them talking this way? And this I also paid attention to. And at the end of the book, there is a tshuva which is quoted from the Chavis Yor. And throughout the Sefer, I answer some of the Mamorim independently. The Chumash Chavis Yor is fascinating. It's printed in the back of the Chafetz Chaim. Before there's a Marik and a Chavis Yor. I think Chavis Yor is first. The Chumash Chavis Yoyer, the Shalti as Darche Chachamim Benachas Shmoim, Achar, the Divrei Chachamim Benachas Shmoim, after since the words of a wise man are heard calmly, Venema Vimishnah, Yekvait Chaver Chachav Valach Kesholcha, Echbatzinu Lepamim Kanturim Vizilzulim Bishas, for example, Kanayim Vishachim Rav Amalash Maitza. He says something in the name of Rav. He says, that's ridiculous. When Rav was half asleep, he said this. And then Makamaduchti. What?
He as an obvious praise.
It's a praise?
He had to be asleep when he said it.
He had to be asleep when he said it. I had mentioned to you once that Rav and Shmuel and the Gemara, the two earliest Amiroim, had two schools of thought. Rav was sort of the Mekubal. The Mekubal, the Teres HaNistar. And Shmuel was the rationalist. He was the doctor. He was the doctor. And Rav and Shmuel had the two yeshivas in Bavel. The Torah scholarship moved from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel when Rav and Shmuel went. The Gemara says that until Rav came, Bavel was Amaratzim. And if you brought a get from Bavel, you had to have witnesses that it's good. And once Rav moved to Bavel, the Gemara says then you don't have to say Bafanei Nachtav, it's already Bavel became a solid place. Surah and Pumbedisa, the two yeshivas. Rav was the Mekubal. When they say Kadnayim Vishachim Omer Rav, it's understood to be, he said it when he was in the sky, in the heavens. Nayim Vishachim means he was, you know, dazed. He was in his heavenly days, and it's not Torah Sanigla. That's one of the explanations. The main theme of the Tshuva and the Chavis Yoyer is that they cared passionately about the learning, and it wasn't personal. It wasn't personal. When two chavrus get into an argument, it wasn't a personal argument. It was an argument about the learning. Like someone who learns Rashi and says, Rashi's ridiculous. Does he mean Rashi's ridiculous? It means in the derech of learning, he cares enough to say this type of an expression. That's really the main theme of the idea. As far as Bavel, the Bavloi Tipshoi, it really was a dispute between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi about Derech HaLimud. In Bavel, they learned with Pilpula. They learned with Pilpul. If you learn the Gemara in Shas, it's a Pilpul Masechta. If you learn Yerushalmi, Yerushalmi is drier. It's more straight to the point. Direct rayas, not indirect rayas, as far as that you could think this way and that way, are not found much in the Yerushalmi. There was a difference of opinion. And each yeshiva held to its own. That's the way it should be. Hasidim should hold their right, and we know the truth that the yeshivish way is better to go, and somebody who described them after all that they're right. Everybody who's involved in something should feel that that's the best way to go. So in Bavel, they held one way, and in Eretz Yisrael, they held a different way. Gemara says that Reb Zeira moved from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. Gemara says he fasted that he should forget all his learning from Bavel. To me, it happens without fasting. But he fasted that he should forget the learning of Bavel. He forget his learning. But that's what he means. The populum of learning. He didn't want to forget Bereishis Bara Elokim Shemayim V'Saaretz. He wanted to forget the. So there was a very strong feeling. The svara, the words Hani Bavli Tipshoi, is foolish Babylonians that they split hairs when they learn.
I said we fast go like the Bavli.
We follow the Bavli in Teresh Bapel. We follow the Bavli because even though the Bavli itself calls a chayshach, right? You call the derech of Bavli. B'machshachim Hashivani. It's a Shas Bavli.
We find the difference of Rav and Shmuel a little that became personal.
No, never, never. No, where do you find it became personal? No, the Talmidim. Rav died first. Who?
Yaakov.
I don't know if it was personal. I can't answer that. I don't know. But in case of Rabbi Shmuel, it wasn't personal to Rabbi Shmuel. I'll tell you, it's interesting. When Rav passed away, the Gemara said Shmuel told his Talmidim, guard the doors. Don't let Rav's Talmidim in. All they want to do is prove that our Derech is wrong and his Derech is right. So Gemara says one of them got in. I think Rabbi Yehuda became a Talmud of both. And he asked the Kasha, and Shmuel looked at him, he said, you must be from Rav's school. And who let him in, the Gemara says. So, there was
this. Isn't there some limit of acceptability on the language you used expressly?
Yeah, we limit the language, but calling it tippish is,
it's
if you're learning with a Chavrusa, and you're really into a Sugya, and he says something and you really disagree with him and you care about it, you tell him he's a fool. You tell him he's a fool. So he may be right, but you're a fool, you know.
You tell him it's a foolish thing what you said.
That's the regular way to say it, but that's not the way it works. If you care about it, you care about it. What you're saying is foolish, Herbie. Okay. Excuse me. But anyway, so we close our book on the book of the Chofetz Chaim for now. We have one to the Chochmas Adam, and we'll do that. I hope some of you have Chochmas Adam. We learned the Chai Adam, which was our, we had learned Chai Adam a couple of years ago, which went through the halachas of our Chaim. Chochmas Adam is Yeridaya. It's a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in Yeridaya. We will not begin with Hilchos Shechita, because I don't think it's nogea to too many of us. I'll tell you a nice story about Hilchos Shechita. The Lublina, the Ramei Lublina, the Rav told his Talmud, I forget all the names, all European cities, to learn Hilchos Shechita. He wanted to be a Sheikhit. He said, how long do you think it'll take you? He said, 6 months. 6 months later, he called him and he says, you done yet? No. What are you up to? Simin Beis. Beis? Like that's, you know, it goes to Simin Chav Ches. So what happened? He said, I was moving along just fine. The Simi Beis, it's a Sarach HaShech Elias Yirei Shemayim. So I've been working on that since then, and, you know, I haven't gotten too far. So we're not going to start with that. We'll begin, maybe we should begin with Hilchos Mezuzah, which I'm learning Sunday mornings anyway. So we'll start with Hilchos Mezuzah, and we'll make our way around. Eventually we'll get to Hilchos Shechita so we can make a Siyum. Maybe Hilchos Treifis, we'll bring in some lungs of... an animal if we can. So, Amit Hashem, I hope some of you have Chochmas Adams at home. There are a few here. I think I'll be able to get a couple here and there.